Can I tell you about something that, first of all, I just want to say, I have a kid in high school who just started, a freshman, and he's been wearing rock and roll t-shirts because we're kind of a rock and roll family.
Sure.
In the old days, you would only wear a black concert t-shirt after attending that concert and spending a lot of money on that shirt and wearing it. Now you can go to Target, Kohl's, Macy's, Nordstrom. Everybody has like a Pink Floyd or a Doors shirt or Led Zeppelin. So he's been wearing a different rock shirt to school every day, and kids are calling him Stoner.
Really? And I was just about to say the opposite. I was going to say that now it's different because of the fact that my wife wears AC/DC shirts.
I know, they're
She's
all
never
over.
Listened to a day of the AC/DC in her life. She couldn't tell Hell's Bells from church bells.
But I said, does that bother you? And he goes, kind of. I don't smoke pot, but I guess there are worse things people could call me.
Right, and pot's almost legal. What's the big deal?
But then he went on to say, it's not like I'm wearing a Grateful Dead shirt. And I'm like, good that you know the difference.
Well, and even today's, like, you know, educated, you know, society where everything's available online and kids can, you know, pick up any bit of information they want, that even exists anymore, like stoners and you know, the cool kids. And, you know, I don't know. I've been out of school forever, so I don't know if that's still or always will be the case where there's going to be the cliques and the just because you wear a certain type of shirt. I mean,
I know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And he also mentioned he had a Led Zeppelin shirt, and on the front of the Zeppelin shirt, there is a naked figure. There is no genitalia. It's not male or female. It looks like a male, but it's smooth down there.
Right.
And he said, am I going to be able to wear this to school? And his older brother said, yeah, it's Led Zeppelin. They've been wearing this shirt forever.
Right.
But so you start talking about dress codes, and I saw this in the news, and I want to talk about this because there is a high school out there that has all of a sudden just said, you know what? Dress code, smesh code. We're not going to do it. Evanston Township High School, of course, in Evanston, Illinois. On the line with us right now is Assistant Superintendent and Principal at Evanston Township High School, Marcus Campbell. Marcus, thank you for being with us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Hi, Marcus.
So you heard me talking about, like, the naked Led Zeppelin thing, and my son was wondering if he was going to have to turn his shirt inside out. No, they let it go. There are a lot of dress codes, but you guys decided to say, you know what? Dress code. There are a few little things intact, but for the most part, you've lifted it, haven't you?
Yeah, we've thought that we could list out what is what's fundamental and common, not common sense, but something that wouldn't be disruptive or distracting for the student body or would disrupt the school day. That's for the Illinois school code language, and so that's what we did.
All right, now I know, and Frank, you may have heard this in the news too, there were a lot of schools that forbid you to wear any kind of baseball cap. You now can wear a baseball cap at Evanston High School. Explain
that's
that.
Great.
Yes, you can wear a cap at Evanston Township High School. I'm currently wearing a hat today, and the students are thrilled that the principal is wearing a hat today.
Where were you when I was going to school? Marcus, this is awesome.
Yeah, and we just thought it was just, you know, a lot of the policing around hats in the building was just unnecessary. You know, one young man gets out of the car in the morning, and before he can get to the door, a staff member is saying, excuse me, please take off your hat. And we want kids to be able to come to school, focus on learning, focus on mathematics and reading and so forth, not worried about their hats. And so we said, you know, we don't really care if you wear your hats or your hoods.
Hoodies. You can wear hoodies in that school as long as your face is visible, correct?
As long as your face is visible and we can see that you do not have earbuds in your ear.
Marcus, so before we get into how this has impacted the day-to-day in the school, give us some of the no-nos still that may exist within this.
You can't wear clothing where there is visible underwear. You can't wear clothing where accessories can be used as a weapon. You can't wear clothing that has hate speech on it, things of that nature.
Okay, because the reason I ask is, like, you know, the younger gals wear these shorts that are, you know, pretty risque. What's the guidelines with that? I mean, is it like a half a cheek, a quarter cheek, or no cheek?
There are no guidelines around that. Our students are just coming to school as comfortable as they can be, and we're letting the decisions as far as what the short length be rest with the parents.
Mm-hmm. See, I got to tell you this, and we are talking to the assistant superintendent and principal at Evanston Township High School, who has decided, you know what, enough is enough. We're here to learn. Let's give the kids no dress code. They can wear what they want. I'm a bit of a rebel, so if someone tells me not to do something, I'm more apt to do it. I bet you you're going to have less problems now.
Wendy, we have had far fewer problems. The school day has gone about as it normally does, and we have more students compliant with what we were already, what we can enforce. Let me just say it like that.
And has it changed the demeanor of the students? Are they happier?
They're happier. I pulled a couple of students aside and gave them some, some love about their hats. I said, "You can wear your hat. You don't have to take it off." And they were laughing and kind of moving along. And students are very thrilled to be able to wear what they want to wear, as long as it's not a disruption to the school day.
I have a 14-year-old who just started high school. I have one who just graduated and now is going to college. And I have to be honest with you, a lot of times I have been the parent that said, you can't make decisions, you do what you're told. But there's something freeing and something that allows them to do it on their own if you just let them.
Absolutely. And our students have risen to the occasion. We have students who are like, yeah, I'm, you know, this at adolescent peak. So, yeah, I can make my decision. If you let me make a responsible decision, I will make a responsible decision. And if it's an irresponsible decision, an adult will sort of work with the student in that way.
I have to commend you on a job well done, and I really kind of hope that other high schools, and I don't know, is it different in an elementary school or a junior high? Because, you know, you do have more mature students in high school.
Yeah, you know, but as I stated earlier, I think that, you know, whatever students come to school with, those are, you know, pretty much family and adult decisions that are at home. And so I think that that's the most appropriate place for that. And that's pretty much where inspired our thinking around letting how students come to school.
Hey, Marcus, quick question. Have any of the parents responded negatively to this at all?
To this day, at 12:21 p.m., I have not heard anything negative from parents.
Put that disclaimer there.
Yeah. Right. It's been all positive. We've gotten a lot of support, a lot of affirmation from our board, from our superintendent, from our staff. We're thrilled with the response.
The bottom line is it's about learning. And honestly, that's why I got into radio, because you didn't have to dress up. And I feel like I perform better if I'm not, you know, stuck in a suit or something. So if you let the kids be comfortable, although too comfortable, I will not let my kids wear sweatpants to school. I don't know if you're a Seinfeld fan, but George, it's like you can't wear, you know, sweatpants in
those
public.
Those type, though.
Yeah.
But right. Adidas sweatpants with the cool stripes, that might, you can rock those.
And those pajama pants, those are cool to wear, too?
Yeah, pajama pants are cool. That was the one question I got from a staff member, that pajama pants are, why are we doing that? And the thing is, students were coming to school this way anyway. They were coming in their pajama pants, and it's usually something we do during homecoming week. So, you know, go ahead and wear your pajama pants as long as you're not violating certain portions of our new dress code, sections 1 and 4, and students have been able to do that.
Marcus, to your knowledge, are you guys the first in Illinois to do this, or across the nation?
I don't know if we're the first in Illinois, but we did adopt this policy from the Oregon National Organization of Women. They have a model student dress code. And from my understanding, the Portland school system has adopted the Oregon model student dress code. So that's one national system that I know of. But I'm not really sure in the state if we're the first or not.
Assistant Superintendent and Principal at Evanston Township High School. They've done away with the dress code. They've had no problems. I don't anticipate that happening. Marcus Campbell on the line with us. What time does your school day start?
Our school day starts at 8 o'clock a.m. with a.m. support, and at 8:32 is when our first period begins.
Because my kid's school starts at 7:45, and I think your next thing would be to have school start at 11 a.m. because these are teenagers, and they're hard to wake up.
Take siesta about like 12:30. They could break for siesta. Learn a little bit in between.
A great job done by you and all the people over at Evanston Township High School. It's a pleasure to talk to you today. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
Thanks, Marcus.
That is a great assistant superintendent and principal.
Yeah, I love that. It reminds me of, like, the School of Rock, you know? Like, it'd be cool to just be in a school where you could just be yourself, chill, wear what you want, be, you know, have the relationships with people you want. The teachers are awesome. Like, if the teachers dress like that, too, do you think kids would relate better?
Yes, I totally do. I mean, come on, he's the principal. He says he's wearing a hat today.
I would talk to that guy. You know, if I was a kid and I had issues, I would sit down and talk to that guy because he was wearing a hat.
Makes him more approachable.
Totally. Because, I mean, think about when you're, I mean, I was not troubled in school, but I wasn't the best student. I didn't listen every second. I rebelled here and there. But I had confidence in certain teachers, but they all dressed like, you know, in suits or dress shirts and slacks. It made it a little bit harder to warm up to them. Who were you close? For me, I could tell you who I was close with. My gym teachers. Was with who I was closest with because they wore shorts and t-shirts, you know, and they were cooler. If I think back now, I used to go to gym. I didn't even, and this is terrible, I'm going to rat out my gym teachers, but I didn't really do the mile runs or anything. I'd bring bagels and like, and rocks and food for them. And we'd sit and I'd watch the kids run. I'd be up on the bleachers with the gym teachers. Oh, I don't feel good today. Here's some bagels. We'd sit there and we'd eat breakfast while the other kids ran.
I have to tell my son Dylan about it because that is, both my kids hated the days that they had to run the mile.
Bribe the gym teacher. Works every time.
It's a great idea. You know, I think my favorite teacher taught social studies and he had a ponytail. And that's the one that I related to probably the most.
Right. You know, I think that's such a great point if it was taken that way across the board is, you know, when kids learn when they like what they're learning and they like who's teaching them. You know, who retains anything? You know, my wife tells the stories of the nuns that she went to school with on the south side of Chicago. She despises school because of what she went through. It was violent. It was aggressive.
It was way different back then,
disciplinary.
Yeah.
It was, you know, like, she has no positive memories of school.
And it's not the military. It's school. If you make school fun, kids are going to come. And guess what? If they come to school, they're going to learn things.
Yeah. Hey, how's the fighting in school these days with your kids? Because they're in that age where, like, these teenagers, like, you see these videos on Facebook and Instagram of, like, teen fights and stuff. Is that happening a lot in our neck of the woods?
Not in our neighborhood. We live in the LaGrange area, and I've been informed that there have been fights, and there are occasionally, but not like it's running rampant, fortunately, in our area. I know other schools, they do have it. And I've been told that the girls fight more than the boys do.
It's a thing now. I think it's because of social media.
Girls aren't supposed to fight.
Oh, it's not attractive.
Well, not even that it's not attractive.
If there's mud involved and, you know, they're wrestling, it's a possibility that could be attractive.
Round of applause for Marcus Campbell, assistant superintendent and principal at Evanston Township High School. They've done away with the dress code and they've had no problems since.
How old do you think he is? He sounds pretty young.
40-ish.
Yeah. I mean, I remember my principal being like 60.
Yeah, times have changed, Frank.
Yeah, I'm old.
Did you ever go to a doctor and it looks like the doctor's like a teenager?
Yes.
I mean, we're just getting old. Face it.
That's just horrible.
This is the one guy where your principal is your pal. Remember that thing? Principal is a...
It's a pal.
Right. That's the guy, but the principal is like the rule.
What is the vice principal's role these days?
I don't know. All right. It's Frank Fontana. He's sitting in for Bill Left today. I'm Wendy Snyder, and it's 720 WGN.